and I did feel that some small light touch was in order. If not an actual celebration, then at least an acknowledgement that things were looking up ever so slightly. Perhaps I was merely feeling chipper because I had let off a little steam with my dear friend Jaworski, but in any case, I did feel unaccountably good. I even ordered a batido de mamey, a uniquely flavored Cuban milkshake that tastes something like a combination of watermelon, peach, and mango. Deb, of course, was unable to share my irrational mood. She looked like she had been studying the facial expressions of large fish, dour and droopy, in the extreme. "Please, Deborah," I begged her. "If you don't stop, your face will be stuck like that. People will take you for a grouper." "They're sure not going to take me for a cop," she said, "because I won't be one anymore." "Nonsense," I said. "Didn't I promise?" "Yeah. You also promised that this was going to work. But you didn't say anything about the looks I get from Captain Matthews." "Oh, Deb," I said. "He looked at you? I'm so sorry." "Fuck you, Dexter. You weren't there. And it's not your life going down the tubes." "I told you it was going to be rough for a while, Debs." "Well, at least you were right about that. According to Matthews, I am this close to being suspended."
"But he did give you permission to use your free time to look into this a little more."
She snorted.
"He said, 'I can't stop you, Morgan, but I am very disappointed. And I wonder what your father would have said.'"
"And did you say, 'My father never would have closed the case with the wrong guy in jail?'"
She looked surprised. "No," she said. "But I was thinking it. How did you know?"
"But you didn't actually say it, did you, Deborah?"
"No," she said. I pushed her glass toward her. "Have some mamey, sis. Things are looking up."
She looked at me. "You sure you're not just yanking my chain?"
"Never, Deb. How could I?"
"With the greatest of ease."
"Really, sis, you need to trust me."
She held my eye for a moment and then looked down. She still hadn't touched her shake, which was a shame. They were very good.
"I trust you, but I swear to God I don't know why."
She looked up at me, a strange expression flitting back and forth across her face.
"And sometimes I really don't think I should, Dexter."
I gave her my very best reassuring big brother smile.
"Within the next 2 or 3 days, something new will turn up. I promise."
"You can't know that," she said.
"I know I can't, Deb. But I do know. I really do."
"So why do you sound so happy about it?"
I wanted to say it was because the idea made me happy.
Because the thought of seeing more of the bloodless wonder made me happier than anything else I could think of.
But of course, that was not a sentiment Deb could really share with me, so I kept it to myself. "Naturally, I'm just happy for you."
She snorted.
"That's right, I forgot," she said.
But at least she took a sip of her shake.
"Listen," I said, "either La Guerta is right, which means I'm dead and fucked, or La Guerta is wrong and you are alive and virginal. With me so far, sis?"
She said, remarkably grumpy, considering how patient I was being.
"If you were a betting gal, would you bet on La Guerta being right?
About anything?"
"Maybe about fashion," she said. "She dresses really nice."